Welcome to the Black Girl's Guide to Bad Dating. I'm Rhea.
And I'm Sky.
Grab a drink as we get into this next ish. Okay, KK. So we are here with part do.
Part do.
Of the male double standard. Okay, so we talked about in our last one last week. We talked about, money.
Money.
And we talked about men being disrespectful in conversation verbally to women, and women being able to accept it, but men not taking it at all. So let's talk about our next double standard that we need to get in tonight, which is the big one. Drum roll. Cheating. Okay. All right. So here's the thing.
WTF.
Yes, all of that tonight. Why is it, baby, that, ladies, that you accept a man cheating on you, but God forbid if you cheat, the man is holding a grudge on a mama, their sister, you, all the women in the world, the next set of bitches they fuck with is over.
They even handle the thought.
Thought of you cheating on them is like, you. How dare you? Somebody else was in my hole. Like, it is... Okay, so like, how could you be okay? Like, men will die, like, heartbroken forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they loved you. They can even not even love you. That bitch. That hoe. You a slut. You a smut. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be all of that from sleeping with somebody one time. But damn you, if a guy cheated on you, kissing the next chick, talking to the next chick, being with the next chick, it's, oh my God, I didn't do nothing, we just talking. I didn't do nothing, we just kissed. I didn't do nothing, we only had sex one time.
She only gave me head.
Like, no, honey. Cheating is cheating all the time. So that being said, with women are more likely, and it's a fact, to take men back. Look at Hillary Clinton. She took Bill back, okay? He didn't just cheat on her. I mean, he cheated on her multiple times. But he had a whole scandal with Shorty that he was seeing regularly, who kept the dress. Like, who keeps the dress, okay? Monica Lewinsky all on my gown. Like, come on. Like, what are we doing? So...
Hillary was just mad he got caught. Like, nigga.
Now she was with it. Okay, now Bill looked like he needs to go to a treatment center. He looked like a crackhead. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, this is what happens, all right? Women always take the dude back. There's so many relationships where women took the men back. But if you cheat on a man, it's very rare. In very rare cases, and maybe it's because you guys had a family, men will stay. They'll be like, fuck you. You fucked up our whole family.
Rare.
That you hurt their ego so bad, and whatever little love they had, the next chick gonna pay for it. Everybody gonna pay for it. His mama gonna pay for it. His sister, auntie, every other woman in the world. Like, you have to think about the things that you do. But the reality is, there is a double standard when it comes to cheating.
You know, I think I remember, I don't know if it was my most recent ex or some guy told me that the issue for men is the visual. They can't get the visual of them, of their woman with another man, out of their head.
You saw the best man.
But no, I didn't.
You never saw the best man?
I've seen the best man, but I haven't seen the new one.
No,
the very first one.
The very first one, when he was at the altar and he was crying like a little bitch.
Oh.
He was imagining.
That wasn't even what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Like, I had a conversation with the guy.
No, but that's literally what happened in the movie. She's sitting there crying like, to be with you, and he's thinking about Harper sleeping with his girl.
Yeah, that's what
20 years ago.
But the thing is, you know, men act like women can't do the same thing. I think the fact that women do visualize that, and it's heartbreaking, it's heart wrenching. But the women, like we said in our last episode, have to carry the weight of a lot. So it's like, okay, if we have a family, we have children. What am I going to do for my kids? So when my kids grow up in a two-parent household or something like that. Or, you know, I love him so, and I want to give him another chance.
Yeah,
so
that's,
I think,
usually
a lot of men.
And that's single people doing that.
That's single, right. So I think a lot of men just cannot handle that. It's truly such a double standard. There was a recent reel I saw on Instagram where this guy and this girl was having a conversation. I forgot their names. I'm sure if I do remember, I'll, you know, post it or plug it. But
she not.
I'm not going to remember, y'all. I'm really not. It probably just came up on my feed. But it was funny because he was saying that, you know, I got to be able to have... I got to be able to cheat, basically. And the girl was like, okay, so I need to be able to have another dude too. And then the guy was like, well, why do you need to have one? She was like, well, why do you? You know, and he just couldn't understand because that was my need. That's a need I have as a man. And she was like, well, that's the need I have as a woman.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can't understand that.
Like, you
women
know,
Will and Jada. Women, I want to do the same.
Yep.
That y'all do, but you can't even fathom that they would and have an issue with it, and they're such a villain if a woman does it.
Well,
and there's a double standard simply because of the fact that we're a woman and our quote-unquote body count.
That part.
Because men got a whole body count.
But let a woman have one.
You know.
You a hoe. And you did it with every man. You did that with every man. You did that with every man. And not even if you don't have a body count, niggas assume that you did everything that you did with them with somebody
with
else, which is
else.
Not necessarily true. And it's mm-hmm. ridiculous. But just to what you said, which was amazing, that just speaks to me like of Will and Jada. Like, for years, everybody knows they had an open marriage. Will had his own little Latina girlfriend on the sidelines that was everywhere with him and pictures, and on the sidelines with his little secret pictures with her all the time. And when Jada had her little, was it a situationship? What was it called?
An entanglement.
With August Alsina. It was a problem, and he didn't know, and he was upset, and everything like that. You know, Jada always stayed making this nigga upset. He's slapping bitches and stuff, slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. But at the end of the day, Jada was looking like the bad guy, when the reality is Will, like, they have open marriage. He's had his own side holes for years. Like, let's stop with the BS, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's crazy when women do it, it's like, oh my gosh, she had an entanglement. She playing herself. She really cheated on her husband. Like, he cheated on her too. And they agreed to it. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's always a bigger deal when a woman does it. When a man does it, it's like, oh, this is what men do. It's common. No, wrong is fucking wrong. We need to stop that in the society.
Yeah.
You cheat, she cheats. It doesn't matter. It's wrong on both sides.
I think I've seen something on Instagram ask, would you be able to forgive your man if he cheated? And I don't think I would.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Because I'm going to always bring it up in everything. I'm going to bring it up.
Kids are not, because the same way that y'all men can't get the visual of us with another man, I'm not going to be able to get the
but
visual
she's really
of
a man,
another
guys.
Woman with
she's
you.
A man.
Like,
she's a man.
What's that?
She's a man. She deals with dudes like she's one of them.
No, she's do not.
Yeah, she'd be like, okay, all right. You have a good one. Click. She be ghosting niggas, please. We said don't ghost people. She be ghosting people. She don't tell them she's leaving. She was like, I said nothing. I left it at that.
I pay attention to your actions. I used to listen to the words and not pay attention to the actions, and I got burned a lot. I got hurt a lot, had a lot of tears, had dudes telling me you never gonna find nobody better than me, so you might as well
Meanwhile, back at the restaurant, like crackheads now.
So now I pay attention to your actions. So I'm not going back and forth with you, because if how you treating me does not match to what you say, I'm out.
And I agree with that. I think that...
I don't need to converse with you. I don't need to make an announcement. I'm leaving now. No, you acted enough to tell me to leave. So if I stay and you keep treating me like an option and you keep treating me like whatever, like my ex, like...
Yeah.
That nigga said, he told me. When I said, why did you treat me so bad? He said, because you stayed.
Yeah.
So I didn't need to change.
Yeah.
So I pay attention to actions. I'm not going back and forth with you. It's probably why I'm single.
And I'm the opposite. I'm gonna go back and forth with you until I'm done with you, and then when I'm done with you, it's a wrap. Yeah, but you sometimes you be leaving the door cracked. Like, I might give you another chance.
Sometimes
I'd be like, no, baby, you can't come back, baby. But I do think that it's really important to understand, like, in this scenario, that when it comes to, like, cheating, at the end of the day, You have to make a decision what's good for you. Yes, if you can forget somebody, fine, forget somebody. And you want to work it out and you feel like it's worth working out. Like, it depends on the situation. Like, if the dude went away and slept with somebody and that was a one-time thing, I don't know. It could possibly be forgivable, but then it's like, I can't trust you away.
I can't trust you away.
Or, I mean, there's different scenarios for different things, right? And I don't think cheating is acceptable, but I feel like once you betray someone's trust, you have to learn how to trust you again, whether it's a man or a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think when women do it, we're whores and we're the worst ever. And that's not a only on a man's side. Women be like, oh, she cheated. She ruined her relationship. Mm-hmm. She ruined her family. Like, the woman is always the harlot. Mm-hmm. But when a man does it, he's changed. He's not like that anymore. He learned his lesson. Nah, nigga, you cheated. You, like, and the thing about it is this. People are willing to risk their whole family and their whole relationship for one night of dick or one night of poops. That's wild. Everything you built with somebody, somebody that would make your lives great, somebody that you build wealth with, someone who can create a legacy with, you would be willing to put that at risk for some crazy words, for sex, or just any, though, to me, it's not worth it. It's wild. Like, why would you want to risk everything for something so small?
Yeah, it's momentarily.
Right? And people need to think about that. All right. Last but not least on our list. Being a baby daddy or being a baby mama. All right. First of all, let's just talk about this right now. There's definitely a double standard on this. You are really, like... like, your goods and your value goes down when you have a kid to men, not in reality, right? Some people look at you like that. Some men like, oh, she got a baby. I can't fuck with her. Or I could just, you know, get that single mom poops, but I ain't giving her no commitment because she need a nigga, so I'm going to be around. Or it could be a situation where it's like, oh, she got too many kids. I can't fuck with her. Oh, like, nobody ever thinks of the fact that maybe her husband died. Mm-hmm. Maybe maybe her significant other died. Mm-hmm. And they were having a baby together. Maybe it was a situation of, like, she got raped. Maybe it's a situation of, like, she found out she was pregnant and the guy dipped out on her and they was together for a minute. It's not always like, oh, she's the baby mama. She's just a good for having babies.
Exactly.
Like, there's also circumstances for that. But you are considered, like, of lesser value. Even if I don't agree that a woman is considered lesser value, but in a lot of cases, men are like, oh, she got a kid. I can't fuck with her. Oh, she got a kid. Mm-hmm, she's not worthy of getting all those things that a single woman has because her value is used up. Like, all of those things are the case in a lot of cases. And yes, single women get remarried, but when it's the other side, he got a baby mama.
Oh, God.
I don't want to deal with a baby mama drama. If you got a baby mama, I'm not interested. I'm not.
If you got a baby mama and your kids are young children.
Mm. Bye. Hello. If your kid is not a teenager.
Right.
And they're not about to graduate high school, it's a goodbye. Okay. If they're not 17 and up, I don't want to talk to you. Because you got to go to graduation prom with the baby mama. If the baby mama and you still got love for each other, I'm not interested. And you got drama, I'm not interested. If y'all can't co-parent like normal human beings, I'm not interested. But here's the other kicker. I don't want to deal with it, so I'm not interested. But when it comes to...
Be honest with you.
But a lot of women, he fine. Oh, but he got a baby mama. But I'm going to be her new mama. Like, so there's a lot of women...
That whole mentality of replacing the mother. No.
Or that now that you came, or that now that you came on the scene, you just don't have to deal with me. That's what Jada did, and whatever her name is, Sheree was like, nah, bitch, I'm not feeling you. But that's neither here nor there. The reality is that it's acceptable for a man to be a baby daddy. Oh, he's a good dad. But it's not okay for a woman to be pregnant.
Who's the one that got 12 kids? What's his name?
Oh, Nick Cannon. And all them women, I feel bad for them because you're just a number. Well, all them 11 kids, 12 kids.
I try not to talk on that stuff. Because simply because, like, they have to know what they're getting into. Like.
Yeah, they get paid. He's a multimillionaire. They feel like they're going
to
get paid for life.
They
get
into. But I'm just like. Be careful, Papa.
Yeah.
Charlie out here trying to jump up to be a part of the podcast.
My dog, my baby.
But no, there definitely is a double standard when it comes to that. And men be out here having multiple baby mamas, and women, you got more than one baby daddy, more than one kid.
But even with one kid, it's like, oh, she, I like her a lot, but she got a kid, son. I like her a lot.
Right. Meanwhile, you got like five.
And I had a dude told me that.
It is so annoying.
It is. And I had a dude literally have a conversation with me like, oh, you know, once she's pregnant, she's not married. She's looked at as she's not worth much anymore in the eyes of other guys. Because who wants somebody that somebody else had? I was like, what?
Nigga, you were someone that somebody else had. Shut the fuck up. Like, some of these dudes out here be aggravating me right now. Yo, they're getting on my nerves. Yeah, you just went. No, because there's so many of them popping up with this nonsense. Like, y'all are used goods, too. Like, shut up.
It's consistent.
It is so annoying.
Kevin Samuels lives on, and whatever the fuck his name was.
And the dudes out there who wants a woman to be their mama, but they don't want to treat a woman the way her father treated her. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up. But no, seriously though, and I think that's a big double standard crazy. Because it's acceptable for men to have multiple kids, a kid. Like my thing is, to me, one kid is like doable, but how about no kids? Because I don't want to deal with you if you have a kid.
It's hard this day and age
A woman. So, but here's the thing: women are accepting of it, but men are not.
No,
like
they're not.
They rather get younger,
and they get the. I was just gonna say that they date.
But
the
then date somebody their age if they have a child.
Or try to go out the country, but the chicks out the country sending them back.
Right.
They return them to sender.
That part. Okay. I'm done. With you, and I think you guys need to think about that in our society. We're in a society where women are still, even though there are so many different changes with women in society and achievement for women in society, they're still deemed less than men, and it's okay for men to do the same things that women are demonized for, mm-hmm. right? What's that dude's name, Andrew, who they just locked up? Andrew Tate. He also promulgated a lot of that stuff, and there's a lot of men who not necessarily agree with him, but thought he was funny and thought it was cute or whatever, or people who support him and agree with that. And I mean, the reality is, like, he's sex trafficking people. He's abusive towards women. He thinks that women have no rights or roles in society or should have other than to gratify a man. Like, all of these things, that is a lot of where all of this stuff comes from. And you guys start thinking, like, why do women have to always say, how would you feel if someone treated your mother like that? How would you feel if someone treated your sister like that? So, how would you feel?
Some of these dudes don't even have respect for their mamas or they relationships.
Don't.
So
they
be like, bitch, fuck you. I don't like fuck her. Fuck
yeah. Fuck you and fuck my mama too. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says if you don't cherish your parents and you know.
Yeah, what if they honor thy mother and thy father so that thy days may be long?
Baby, okay? But we're not here to teach you no Bible verses. What we're trying to say is simply this. You have to think really long and hard about the way the standards are, and if it was your child, if it was your mother, if it was your sister, in all these situations, cheating, baby mama, single parenthood, money, the way you talk to a woman or talk to a man, do you want the same way that you're treating a woman to be the same way that your child is treated, your mother's treated? And I think people don't really think about that. And the thing about it is, in relationships, what goes around comes around. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. If it doesn't happen to you, it happens to your children, it happens to your mother, it happens to your sibling, it happens to your auntie. It is a reflection of the things that you do, and it comes back in different ways. So be careful what you put out there, because you're going to get it back. And that goes to women, true. Too. It's not a man thing only. But this episode is about double standard. And there's a double standard that things are acceptable for men that aren't for women. So let's take a look at it as a society. Yes. Look at it as a society. Look at the people. And are we right about the way we're handling things and how we're looking at things? Maybe it's time in this 2023, right, in our 21st century to really change how we look at things and our perspectives.
And be honest with yourself too.
Because you're not.
About what? Be honest about what you will and won't accept.
Right, boundaries.
That's at the end of the day, we can say whatever we want to say, whatever our opinions are, but y'all are gonna do whatever it is you want to do in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so, really, at the end of the day, just be honest.
What are your non-negotiables? What are your boundaries? And stick to them. Don't be like, well, he was fine.
And it also comes down to your self-worth.
Right. Well, he was fine. Oh, he was giving me good dick. Oh, she was pretty. Oh, she had that good box. Like, no. What, like,
Is the person treating you the way you want to be treated? Is the person valuing you as a person? Not just the things that they do, what they say, how they act. You know, all those things are important. And on that note, we thank you for listening, because
you can't confuse a penny for a dollar.
Boop, boop.
You can catch us on Spotify, Anchor, Google, Apple. I said Google, right? And yeah, I
think Anchor.
I listed them all. And Anchor again. Any platform where you listen to your podcast. So thank you so much for listening, because without you, there'd be no us.
Okay.
Peace out.
Bye.